Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's life's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about Impress, Press On Falsies, and Press On Manicure. The Impress Press On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
I say this as a Friends fan. Like, I don't want to. Oh, what eyeshadow are you wearing, ugly naked guy?
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Alrighty. Happy Tuesday. Thank you all so much for the support on the Jackie Kim May Love episode. The giveaway is officially closed, and we are going to select the 10 winners soon, sometime this week. Just so everybody knows, when we select our winners, we don't go through personally and like pick and choose. There's this really nifty software that we use online, and literally we just take the Instagram post, stick it in, and it will populate the 10 winners at random. So that's how we come up with them.
I will say I have been reading everyone's responses, and
same.
It's been so, I feel like I want to ask everyone their favorite part of every new episode.
I know. It really makes me happy.
Because it was like super heartwarming to know, well, one, that people actually were listening.
Totally.
Very intently.
Yes.
And then two, yeah, just like what they got out of, you know, Jackie's story was really, really sweet.
And people are so nice to us. I'm like, y'all need to stop being nice to us because I just like,
I know. Seriously. Like, so many cry face emojis.
Seriously. So Sarah, there is some major beauty news today.
Yes.
On the like heels of
jaw
Monday.
Dropping.
I mean, I am shooketh to my core, although actually I'm not that surprised.
It's like not surprising, but that it got to this point, I think is a little bit shocking.
Okay, let's reveal it. What happened?
Go for it.
Oh, great.
You do it.
Coty, which is a beauty parent company conglomerate, they are being sued for inflating Kylie Cosmetics' value. This is scandalous, friends.
This is really scandalous.
So this is coming from Fashion Law. And if you're not following Fashion Law, you should, because literally it's like people that are attorneys and in, you know, the law industry that are lawyers. Wow. In the law industry, I sound really official. That discuss things like copyright laws, lawsuits happening within not only fashion, but beauty. Sarah, do you remember when there was the scandal for Forbes where Kylie claimed that she was a billionaire, but then like nothing checked out essentially?
Yes. None of the numbers added up.
And granted, when you're featured on Forbes, and maybe I'm wrong,
okay? But with Forbes, there's a lot of things in play there. Like, the publicist is working hard to get you on the cover.
Yep.
You, like, it's like why Taylor Swift and why Katy Perry have been, I mean, granted, they have both at one point been the richest women in music, but it's not just like the editorial team being like, Kylie Cosmetics is a billionaire, let's do this.
No, there's a lot of wheeling and dealing that's going on behind the scenes that we don't know about.
So this happened, and I remember, like, there was so much Twitter discourse, as per usual. And when Kylie sold her company to Coty, I believe you and I did talk about the numbers there. And
we did, and we ultimately decided that it was not the best investment for Coty.
Agreed. So maybe y'all should hire Sarah and I. If you're a stakeholder in a company, maybe you should start wheeling and dealing Sarah and I to give you the real on beauty investments, because I think anybody with any knowledge of Kylie Cosmetics could have told you that Coty overpaid for this company. It's fine, but it's not stuff that's like reinventing the wheel. And granted, she did really popularize the drop method of beauty. So it seems like it needs, you know, the lip kits. Remember when the lip kits first dropped? They were sold out.
Yes. That was like a traumatizing, like, half a year of my life, because I covered every freaking launch.
And you couldn't color. Get one because they sold out almost instantly. But, like, you know, we talk about this a lot. When people talk about selling out on Sephora or selling out, and it's like, I don't want to know how quickly you sold out. I want to know how many units that was.
Totally.
You know what I mean? That's what matters to me. If it's a huge, you know, indie brands, smaller numbers are fine. But like Kylie Cosmetics, like, is that because you only made 5,000 units, 10,000 units, 20,000 units? I don't know.
Right.
I don't really know what constitutes as like being a great, I sold out of this limited edition drop.
Mm-hmm. And then I think we also touched on the fact that Kylie's lip kits were very similar in formulation to ColourPop because, you know, Seed Beauty owns them. And so it's not like she, like you said, is reinventing the wheel and creating anything super groundbreaking. And then also, it's not like a legacy brand. It's, you know, like, I don't see my future daughter shopping Kylie Cosmetics 20 years from now, 10 years from now.
And I don't honestly, if Kylie and, you know, Kim at this point were being truthful with themselves, I don't think that they think that either.
No.
You know, like, this was definitely a smart business decision on their part because they are mega influencers and they use that to their advantage. In terms of marketing, Kris Jenner is a freaking genius. Hello, your daughter avoids talking about her lip fillers for years and then decides to launch a fucking lip kit. That is brilliant. That is brilliant.
I want to know what Kris Jenner is going to do after Keeping Up with the Kardashians is all said and done. Like, is she taking vacation?
Can I tell you a secret? I think that this show is ending on NBC Universal/E, but we're not going to see the last of them in terms of reality television.
What kind of reality, like, TV could they, on what other network?
I think that they're going to keep doing a show, but they don't want to stay with E.
Well, I think that's smart because if you watch the show, none of it is news anymore because they constantly post on social. So then it would have to be some sort of social play, are you saying?
I think they honestly just want to find a new home for themselves. That's my personal slash informed opinion from some little birdies I've heard.
Ooh.
This news.
How much money do we think Ryan Seacrest made?
Oh my God.
Off of this show.
Ryan Seacrest, truly.
Ryan Seacrest probably doesn't even know how much money he has.
That man is the epitome of a Capricorn.
Yeah, he really is.
He has like 800 jobs and he's constantly making money, constantly has a positive cash flow.
Skin looks great.
This is like the dream. This is the dream. Can I host American Idol? Anyways, guys, we haven't even talked about what the hell is actually going on. So Coty is being sued. So Fashion Law, they reported that Coty shareholder Crystal Garrett Evans argued in a proposed class action lawsuit filed in New York federal court on September 4th that Coty engaged in a, quote, fraudulent scheme and course of business that operated to deceive purchasers of Coty shares by disseminating materially false and or misleading statements and or concealing material adverse facts about Coty's business, operations, and prospects. And fashion
law. Some serious shit.
That's some serious allegations happening there. But I remember when this acquisition was taking place, even like the stuff that we saw online about like how she was like kind of positioning the brand, we're like, how does this even make sense? Like, where is all this money coming from? What's the deal? And so we totally understand like what a $1 billion valuation means. It doesn't mean she is a billionaire. It means the company is proposed to be worth that much
right
at that point in time.
But still, like, let's go over some $1 billion acquisitions. So Tatcha,
It Cosmetics
is cosmetics.
Charlotte Tilbury. We were just talking about this, Sarah. It was a company that was acquired like 8 years ago. Bare Minerals. Thank you. Bare Essentials, which owns Bare Minerals.
Yes.
They were acquired by Shiseido, I believe, for like $1.2 billion.
So like those are, you hear that and you're like, yes, that makes sense.
Yep.
You don't feel that way if you know the beauty biz when you hear Kylie Cosmetics is being valued at $1 billion. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It doesn't feel strong. So basically what Miss Garrett Evans is saying is that, you know, she's a shareholder as a part of Coty Inc. And the shareholders received incorrect/materially false information about acquiring certain brands. And I believe the fashion law calls out Kylie Cosmetics specifically, which I think I was reading about this, so please don't quote me on it, but I don't believe Coty actually audited.
So then
Kylie Cosmetics?
What? How did this happen?
I mean, if you don't audit, I mean, that's a great question. How would you acquire a company without auditing it? But I remember, I thought I read something where it was like, it made sense why they paid so much for it, because I'm like, oh, well, there was no auditing there.
But like, how are you a ginormous company like Coty, and then, like, I just don't understand how this happened.
Oh my God, hold on. This is wild, guys. Like, we're still, like, trying to figure. The lawsuit claims that Coty overpaid for the P&G specialty beauty business and Kylie Cosmetics acquisitions for not properly assessing the value of the brand. So then that could mean that they did not audit the brands properly. I would be horrified if I were Kylie Jenner and anybody affiliated with this company.
But is she like, she isn't, because she, this has nothing to do with her anymore.
She doesn't give a shit.
Right.
She got that money. Literally, she's done.
Chilling. Well, that's not great news for Coty.
Oh, wait, hold on. So I'm reading in this InStyle article. It says, the Forbes investigation in May claimed that Jenner was no longer a billionaire after the magazine previously crowned her the youngest self-made billionaire ever, which, no shade to Forbes, but seriously, like, that's your own fault.
Yep.
And then it says, a more realistic accounting of her personal fortune puts it at just under, did you read this?
No.
Can you guess what it puts her fortune at?
No, what? I have literally no clue.
At just under $900 million. So honestly, I feel like we're splitting hairs at this point then. Like, is it really that wrong? Right. $900 million versus a billion?
Yeah.
Like, when you get to that number,
What does it even matter? But I'd be surprised if it was $900 million anyways.
Same. And also, obviously, when it comes to making professional decisions involving money, you have to be forthcoming with information and accurate. And also, that is because people want to know, if I'm investing in this, that my stock is going to continue to grow, not plummet like hers did. Coty's stock prices fell with this acquisition.
Yeah. Interesting. Well,
I know. Wild. So sorry that we went on a tangent with that one, guys, but I think this is interesting information, personally.
Juicy.
Okay, so this is actually uplifting news. So, Sarah, Tell us about this.
Okay, so the Lip Bar is teaming up with Michelle Obama and her organization When We All Vote.
Incredible. Incredible.
Like a dream collab.
Melissa Butler. Girl, this woman is doing the damn thing.
Seriously. So the Lip Bar created a limited edition matte liquid lipstick called Boss Voter. That's B-A-W-S-E Voter.
Boss.
It's a classic cool toned red. And Michelle Obama, if you want to see what it looks like, she was wearing it herself with her When We All Vote t-shirt on the Lip Bar's Instagram. And so basically, the lipstick is $13 and 40% of its price will go to When We All Vote, which Michelle Obama is the co-chairperson. And in case you are not aware, it is an organization that aims to increase voter participation in every election and close the race gap. And as we all know, there are only 49 days left until Election Day. So y'all need to make sure you are registered to vote.
It's literally so easy to register to vote, people.
Like, if you are spending time on Instagram, there is a constant reminder at the top that's like, hey, are you registered to vote? Want to check if you're voting?
Yeah, seriously. It's so freaking easy, guys. So do it.
Take 2 seconds if you haven't. And then also pick up this beautiful lipstick.
I'm going to go to my Target and pick it up immediately. And also, I hope that somebody sends it to AOC.
Oh my gosh. That is correct.
Come on, girl.
That's another dream collab.
I emailed AOC's people to be like, do you want to come on Los Angeles? Never heard a response. Never heard a response.
Well, at least you found her people. Good job.
If it tells you anything about how highly I think of this podcast, I emailed freaking AOC to see if she would come on.
Hey, why not? She's a woman of the people.
Dream. Please come on our podcast.
That would be a dream. One day. We're just going to run down some product launches that we think that you'd be excited to know.
Yeah, there's a lot of new launches.
Yeah, and I think the last couple weeks we've been busy with our Tuesday flip my hair with some of our celebrity guests, so we haven't really gotten to do this and talk about new product launches. So real quick, some things we think you should have on your radar. SoCo Glam has a new soft shield pimple patch. I know everyone is coming out with pimple patches. Literally, like, every single brand has one. However, you know that we love Charlotte Cho, and she is always at the forefront of, you know, technology and skincare. And these are, if you, like, I think it's really cute that some brands make the, you know, pimple patches that have stickers on them and, like, are cute and are trying to destigmatize pimples. But if you are looking for one that is extremely invisible, and who isn't, this is your pimple patch. It is 100% vegan hydrocolloid. If you follow Charlotte on Instagram, she was like promoting the product, but she wasn't saying what it was and asking people to guess what it was, and no one could guess what it was because they couldn't see it. It was like, just, it's so soft.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, I remember seeing that.
Yes, okay, so SoCo Glam has their popular beauty blog called The Clog, and so this is The Clog's first product launch, I believe. And so it was truly a product that was inspired by the readers, and Charlotte just really wanted to make a patch that was easy to wear, that worked, that was invisible, and I think, you know, on top of all of that, was actually affordable. So the whole packet, which comes with 42 patches in two different sizes, one that's 14 millimeters, one that's 10 millimeters, for $6.
This is a really competitive price point at $6. It's the same as CosRx and their pimple patches. I think this would probably be their biggest competitor. And just looking at these on the website, I can tell you that these are my favorite types of pimple patches. They are not all made equal. Sarah, you know the ones that are super thick? Like,
yeah.
They obviously all are made of the hydrocolloid because that's what absorbs whatever inside. There are some that are very thick, so when you put them on, they don't really adhere to your skin well. They can move around. I definitely have some stuck in my rug underneath my bed.
Totally. On your pillow.
Totally. But the ones that are the best, in my opinion, are exactly these, the Soft Shield Pimple Patch. They are the finest layer of hydrocolloid, and they have a little ring on them. So if you look at them, they're not just even. There's this little ring around the inside that kind of helps to like absorb it all into one place. And so this is great for what? You would say like under your mask, wearing during Zoom calls, all of that good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Chin, jawline, nose. I mean, wherever you have like a pimple. But yeah, I think that if you have not tried the COSRX ones, or if you have not tried like a truly like Korean beauty pimple patch, you should definitely try this one. $6.
And we obviously, we love Soko Glam. We love Charlotte. So we want to support her in any form. And now that I know that these exist, I definitely will be ordering quite a few. I go through them like water. I mean, honestly, like I'm out right now and I'm so bummed because they really do work. My tip that I learned from Cheryl Wishover, amazing beauty journalist, former nurse, you have to have a little hole. That sounds aggressive.
Uh-huh.
There has to be a way for whatever is inside of the pimple to come out
uh-huh.
of the hydrocolloid, or else it won't absorb anything except for maybe just like oil. So, or like your moisturizer. So if you do have something in there like a whitehead, you need to like stick it with a little lancet or something and then put the pimple patch on, and that's what's going to suck everything out.
Yeah.
If it's a cyst, don't do that. Just like put it on and like hope for the best.
That's smart.
But I think that's something people don't realize.
I feel like they probably sent it to you. It's in the packages behind you that you haven't opened.
Oh, this? this mountain of packages that I haven't opened yet? Yeah, Patrick's thrilled. He's like, is this room ever going to get finished?
Listen, Patrick.
Moving on to some more launches that we're excited about. This is a good one. Charlotte Tilbury, new Instant Eye Palette, Bejeweled Eyes to Hypnotize. Now, this is a freaking expensive palette, guys. $75.
Is that how much these usually are?
Charlotte's little quads are pretty expensive, too.
Yeah.
And I love a good quad because I don't need all these shades. But let me just tell you a story. Looking at this palette, this combines, like, the Bella Sophia, the Golden Goddess, like, all of my favorite different quad colors into one. And it has purple. I mean, like, these are all catering to, like, my hazel eyes. So I'm very intrigued.
I love her palettes like these. I have a couple of them. And I'm not going to lie, they sent them to me. So I did not know they were $75.
Yep.
But I love them because you literally, there's for when we used to be able to travel,
mm-hmm.
you know, they were perfect for travel because you had four different looks, you know, to choose from. And I love that, you know, each three tell a story, the trio, right? So there's like no way you can mess up.
Totally. There's 12 shades, but they are grouped into little triplets, little thirds. These are all brand new shades. They're jewel-inspired eye glow looks. We're going to be seeing so many more palettes throughout the rest of the year because they're huge money makers during the holidays. They're really just great gifts to give. So I have a feeling there's going to be way more palettes where that came from.
By the way, I was really surprised that neither Selena Gomez or Lauren Conrad came out with palette. There's no palette.
There aren't any eye, like, shadow type products. And I think that was intentional, honestly, because, like you said something a couple weeks ago that I thought was so smart. They still are trying to figure out who their audience is. Lauren and Selena are very minimal in terms of how they do their own makeup. Like, I saw that Selena Gomez uses a Marc Jacobs eyeshadow palette on her Vogue video that she did.
Those are my favorite.
They have a lot of fallout, but they really are just beautiful.
I like collect them and I don't even use all of them, but I just love having them.
I just think that they're smart and they, instead of like coming out with an eyeshadow palette because everybody else has one, they were like, okay, let's really figure out what could serve the most amount of people.
Yeah, that's true. So, but if you are looking for a palette, This is a great one.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
For our natural beauty lovers, if you are looking to get into retinol, Naturopathica, which is one of our favorite brands, has come out with Holy Basil and Retinol Ageless Night Oil. It's got both retinol and bakuchiol, which I think is great. And I love that it is in, you know, an oil form too, which I think we're seeing a lot more of.
It's blue. The oil is blue.
Is that bad?
No. I'm intrigued.
Oh. Like, what makes it blue?
Listen, I'm not afraid of colorants. Throw them in there. If it makes it look cool, I'm down. Just like the pink.
It's fruit coloring.
The pink Fenty sunscreen I like love. So this makes me like want to wear it because it's this beautiful blue shade.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So on the website, it says the supercharged age-defying nighttime oil featuring a 1% retinoid blend with holy basil helps improve the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and brighten pigmentation for smoother, firmer, more youthful looking skin. This is for normal and mature skin types, which I really appreciate them saying. And we love Naturopathica. I'm freaking obsessed with the Manuka Honey Cleansing Balm.
Yeah, it is. It's really beautiful.
My shit. I want to bathe in it.
Their cherry exfoliating. Oh my God. I do it just to smell the product. I like put it on just so that I can smell the product.
Skincare is an experience. And while we do not suggest like a bunch of fake fragrance that like just smells like super gimmicky and things like that, we do want to enjoy the products that we put on.
Yeah.
You know,
I love that there's only a couple of reviews on this product and on the website, and the first one is it's blue.
It's blue. It is an expensive buy. It's $124.
Oh, that's expensive.
It is. So we haven't tried it yet, so maybe we'll report back.
It's a retinol.
Yeah.
Area. But yeah, let's definitely try it.
You have to wait a couple of weeks.
Wait a little bit.
Glossier has a new boy brow shade, Auburn. So for all of our redheaded friends, you asked for it, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Ulta launched a Friends collection.
It's Revolution Beauty at Ulta.
Okay.
And I don't know. You're a big Friends fan. I mean, so am I. But I think you're a bigger Friends fan than I am. It's very, very gimmicky, but it's kind of cute. There's a little eyeshadow palette, and the names are like Clean, Chef, Geller Cup, Chicken, Twins,
is this a
Bing.
It's like they had to get this license.
It's like so silly. It's official news on Refinery 29, so it seems like it's not April 1st, right?
I'm sorry. This is so ugly.
They have Rachel's palette. So that was obviously Monica's. Rachel's palette has colors like on a break, shopping.
Okay, listen. If you have a diehard Friends fan in your life, I would say buy these for like a Friendsgiving situation or like a holiday exchange situation.
Like a fun white elephant gift.
But I just like, I like would never want to use any of these products.
Oh my God, there's a big 27 shade palette called the one with all the eyeshadows. And there's colors called Ugly Naked Guy, Fun Bobby, Gunther. Wow.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I can't hold it together with this. I just would never want to ever use any of these.
I just can't believe that, like,
I say this as a Friends fan. Like, I don't want to, oh, what eyeshadow are you wearing, Ugly Naked Guy?
Like, are the youths watching Friends?
Oh my God, Sarah, yes. Like, my brother did a whole, who's 6 years younger than me, many years ago, did a whole rewatch of Friends. Not even a rewatch, like a first time watch. Because it like has a cult following. Like, that's why Friends is making, like, all of those actors make so much money in residuals, because TBS had it for the longest time. Now it's like going to be an HBO Max thing. Like, the youths freaking love Friends. And
wow, you're right. Yeah, I guess it's like The Office, which I hadn't watched up until
quarantine. Oh, you just started The Office?
Yeah, we were like pretty, well, Matt had watched it before, but he was like, I can't believe you've never watched it. So I was like, fine, let's watch it. And now I'm like, we're almost done, basically. And then I went to Target recently and they had a Shroot Farms shirt in like the youth, like, you know, girls section or whatever. I'm like, wow.
Last, we have news on the Dyson Airwrap. Initially, when I got this email, I was like, they're expanding the Dyson Airwrap family. Like, what could be next? Not to let you guys down. It's just attachments. But I'm actually really excited about them. So today, the 15th, there are new attachments available for your Airwrap. They're all $40. And it includes 0.8-inch barrels. So they are longer and thinner than the sister 1.2-inch barrels. And they're engineered to deliver tighter curl styles and enhanced curl retention for those with finer hair. So I think I actually may want to get these because I don't have extensions right now. And I'm noticing with my Airwrap, it takes a little bit more time, like holding the hair with the heat for it to stay put. And also I haven't bleached it in a while, so... Obby.
Who are you?
I know. Who am I? But it says, you know, hair types suitable for straight, fine hair. It can also be used for curly, coarse hair, long hair, or short hair. Then there are additional longer barrels. So you know that there's like the 1.2-inch thick and then the 1.6-inch thick barrels that come with your Dyson Airwrap Complete. They're the same size wide, but longer.
This would be very helpful for me.
Yep, this is going to be for you with the really long down to your butt hair. And then there's new volumizing brushes. The round volumizing brush that I'm obsessed with, they now have a small one for your bangs.
Oh, cute.
Thank God. And then they have new smoothing brushes. So there is the small firm and then the soft smoothing brush. Basically, either everything is longer or... Did you like that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Longer or more compact, which I think will cater to a lot more people, especially people with like long hair.
Yeah.
And people that have finer hair.
Awesome.
Wow. In what seems like an eternity.
We got here.
We've made it to
What's on Your Face?
Okay, we'll make it quick. We'll make it quick.
This brand for my What's on Your Face is Reddit famous. I initially first heard about it through the many Facebook beauty groups I'm a part of. And then the team at this company reached out to Sarah and I via our website, just a reminder, we have that available option, to see if we wanted to try their products. So this kind of felt like a good thing for me to get going on. It's the Stratia Liquid Gold Lightweight Skin Strengthening Moisturizer. It's $27. And I want to be very, very honest from the get-go. When I first received these products, I was very underwhelmed by the packaging. I don't like to judge products by their packaging, obviously, because amazing products come in some very, very basic packaging. But when I first saw it, I was just like, is this something that I would pick up myself, that I would be gravitating towards, that really seemed intriguing to me? No. But then I saw this one product, and it's the Liquid Gold Moisturizer. And on the front of it, it says a lightweight skin strengthening moisturizer. And I looked on the back, and it has some really interesting ingredients. So it's meant to help with dehydrated, over-exfoliated skin. That's who this is ideal for. So if your skin...
Wow, that's like a lot of people right yep, now.
If your skin is just like inflamed, it needs some help, and you feel like nothing is helping, I would look into this. It contains ingredients like ceramides, cholesterol, and fatty acids, which actually help make up your skin's moisture barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And so including those along with something called sea buckthorn oil, which we've talked about before, it gives it this beautiful golden color. And it also contains niacinamide. And we all know niacinamide is one of those incredible skincare ingredients. But I was like, okay, I'm going to try this. And I've only been trying it for about like a week or two since I've received the products. And I love it. I wake up, my skin feels very dewy, very bouncy. It's lightweight, but also I feel like it gives me enough moisture throughout the night when usually I may wear like a cream or a more emollient type product. This really has been living up to the hype. Like, it really took off on Reddit. And it's been covered by Refinery29, Marie Claire, and Into the Gloss as like one of these brands that you should get to know. So I'm here to tell you, if you pick up anything from the brand, make it the Liquid Gold Moisturizer. It's a lot of product for $27. It's 60 milliliters and you need maybe one or two pumps and it gets all of your neck and your whole face. And I think if you're dealing with maskne and things like that right now, and you're looking for a safe moisturizer to use that's not going to cause any irritation, further irritation, pick this guy up.
Amazing. I have it in my little cabinet. I need to pull it out.
Yes, you do. Okay, what is on your face?
I feel like we've constantly been talking about lip products, but I am going to talk about another one. Makeup Forever sent over their new collection of Rouge Artist Intense Color Lipsticks. And I was initially drawn to the little component because it's super cute and it's inspired by like a brush. And so the actual handle, like the top part is like very long and then you clip to the bottom. I mean, I think it's more fun than anything. I don't think it's actually really doing anything, but it's really cute. Anyways, I actually really love the formula, but I wanted to talk about a specific color that I think is going to be my go-to for fall, and it's called Rose Flare. It's like a really pretty rosy hue, but then there's sort of like a like an orangey like spiciness to it.
Are you wearing it right now?
I am.
Yeah, I can. I was gonna say it's warm. It like
doesn't it almost look kind of like a brick?
Yes,
like it's almost like yes, right?
Yeah,
but it's technically rosy.
It has this brick tint to it, but it definitely looks more of like a neutral rose when you first see it. I really like it.
Yes. So I think that's why I like it for fall, because it's not as pink as like the rosy pink lipsticks that I've been wearing this summer. It is a satin finish. It is very hydrating, smoothing, blurring, all that good stuff. The collection comes in 60 shades.
Wow. Incredible.
There's another great fall shade that I think is worth checking out called Striking Spice, which reminds me a lot of like MAC's Spice Lip Liner. It's a little bit more brown. I love like just like a orange, like brick brown hue for fall. So yeah, it's $23. Really, really cute. It has camellia oil in it, so it's hydrating for dryness. And then I wanted to add one more product that is not new, but they have a new flavor, lip-wise, is the Laneige Lip Glowy Balm, which is their lip mask, lip balm version, and it has a new flavor called Gummy Bear.
Gummy Bear.
It's mm-hmm. so good.
It smells like grape
to it me. Does. If you've ever had like a grape haichu, that's exactly what it smells like and tastes like. And between this and the Bite Beauty Agave Lip Mask, my lips have never been softer.
I love it.
Between the two of them. So
shout out.
Those are my what's on your face.
Gorge. All right.
We're insert music that we're going to use here.
Insert license-free music. There we go.
Now we're going to play Data Girl. We hope you enjoyed the last one.
I did.
Because we're back.
It's great.
And this time I'm going to quiz Kirby. This Data Girl segment will be about Pinterest's 2020 Global Beauty Report.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So 2020 is not over yet, obviously. There's still a few months left.
Correct.
Unfortunately. However, Pinterest was able to gather a bunch of data for what their pinners, is that what you call them?
Yeah.
Have been searching beauty-wise. And so I'm going to ask you some questions to see if you know what's going on the Pinterest. Let's start from the very top.
Okay.
Generally speaking, the beauty aesthetic of 2020, according to Pinterest users, is A, euphoria inspired. So lots of color, thinking out of the box when it comes to doing your makeup, lots of glitter and glam. B, less is more. More focused on au naturel and embracing, you know, the way that you look. Or C, more celebrity focused, like pinning Kendall or Gigi or Bella's looks.
See, this is hard because I would initially, like, if I'm thinking about what people are doing, I would say B.
Okay.
Less is more. But I feel like pinning wise, people are probably constantly pinning Gigi, Kendall, Bella's looks and maybe saving it for a rainy day, especially when it comes to, like, you know, I know that Pinterest is big for weddings and stuff like that. I would say Euphoria inspired if this year just wasn't a cluster of epic proportions. And maybe if it was just focused on strictly Halloween.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to go with my first initial thought and say B.
Ding, 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 ding. Woo! You are correct. And I loved your explanation for everything because I think that I would have also assumed that because Pinterest is Pinterest, that celebrities reign supreme.
Totally.
And then with Euphoria, like, maybe that's more popular on YouTube or Instagram. But you are correct. In 2020, it's all about au naturel as pinners are taking a less is more approach and letting their unique features shine.
Nice.
Yes.
So, love.
All right. Well,
cool.
Already winning.
Thanks.
Okay. Next question. What kind of hairstyles do you think saw a significant increase in pins and searches?
Oh, God.
Based on previous knowledge.
Like 20. So this is just for 2020.
Yeah.
Okay. This is so broad. I wonder, like, is it like natural hair, like air dried hairstyles?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. I was also going to say like at home haircuts.
I mean, I'm sure that. Okay. So natural hairstyles spiked with natural hairstyles 2.5% increase or 2.5 times increase and natural curly haircuts saw an increase of 6 times.
Whoa, interesting.
Yeah, so you are correct on both accounts. So people are looking for natural hairstyles and then specifically haircuts for naturally curly hair.
Wow, love it.
Are you on Pinterest?
I pin a lot of help me organize my office stuff that I don't ever utilize, unfortunately.
Totally. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I use Pinterest a lot for organization stuff too. In terms of natural features, what trait do you think saw a huge increase in searches? This is kind of, it was hard for me to create like a question around this. So, but I feel like you're going to know. Like in terms of like your facial trait, like a trait
is
about
it
your face.
Brows?
No.
One trait saw a huge increase. I'm trying to think of like what natural features is it.
This is like something that, okay, well, it's natural. It's a natural trait, but perhaps people who are searching for these might not have it. So then maybe they're trying to create it.
Cheekbones? I'm so confused. I give up. Next,
I know. It's a hard. It was hard. Okay. Freckled pinners are looking for ways to emphasize their natural features with searches like black girls with freckles, red hair freckles, and Asian freckles, all increasing. But I say that like because Asian girls don't have freckles. And the fact that people are searching for that maybe is because they're trying to like use freck products and create natural freckles, natural looking freckles on the
wow
side. Yeah, but I thought we were like done with that.
Yeah, I thought listen, freck must be killing it because I feel like the look, especially on Instagram, is like this like little baby cute freckled moment.
Yes, every filter has freckles.
It's like everybody wants to look like a sexy baby, you know.
It's so true. Oh, have you tried the baby face filter?
Yes, and I truly am like, I want a facelift because of this.
I friggin' hate it so much.
Why?
Because you're like, oh, this actually kind of looks like me. But then you switch to like the next filter and you're like, that looks nothing. That is not
me. I know.
Me.
I know. It's upsetting.
It's like if we had Dr. Idris do our face. Like, she could make us look like that. You know what I mean? Like, because it's like, it looks like
it's
you.
It's like, I just need everything to be like, higher.
It also like contours your nose. It's so truly fucked up.
Moving on.
So let's talk about videos.
Okay.
Daily video views on Pinterest grew 150% this year. What kind of makeup videos do you think saw the biggest surge? I'm just going to give you a hint. There's a theme here.
Oh, like so natural makeup.
Yep.
Okay.
Searches for natural makeup videos were up 62% and natural beauty aesthetic was up 9 times. For makeup, there were 4 specific looks that experienced increases. Can you name at least one of them? They're kind of specific.
Okay, hold on. Tell me if I'm going in the right direction. Like, would feather brow be one of them?
That would be a really good guess, but that was not one of them.
Ugh, I'm trying to think. I'm like trying to...
Okay, let's... 2 of them are lip related, and 1 of them is eye related, and then 1 is like overall.
Okay, so searches, I would say like natural glam.
Oh, so good. Soft glam aesthetic.
Okay, great. So that's 1.
Wow. Yes, good job.
Okay, what? Hold on, let me think of the other. So eyes.
So there's 2 lip looks and then 1 eye look.
Lip. I'm trying to think of what lip. Like.
Like what are you wearing right now?
Oh, like glossy lip?
It's like a peach lip gloss.
Oh, interesting. See, I would think people would be searching like no mess or like no move lip looks, yeah. Especially lips, you know, going under a mask.
Yeah. And then I'll just tell you the other lip one, yeah, was red lipstick looks, which I guess are just like classic and always in style, but it's surprising with the whole masks situation.
I bet that trends every year. That's true. Honestly.
Because it's everyone always also has a difficult time finding the right red shade for themselves. And then an eye look. Do you have any guesses?
Halo eyeshadow?
Colored eyeliner looks.
Oh, that actually makes so much sense.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a big moment, I think, carried over from last year. Okay. Last question. Men are on Pinterest, apparently.
Wow.
Can you name 1 or 2 things they might have been searching this year?
Is this beauty related?
It is beauty related, yes. So men are exploring new beauty routines as they look to enhance their grooming and skincare regimens. What do you think they were searching for?
Like anti-aging? Is that one?
No.
Wow. Okay. Shaving? Like close. Shaving tips? Ingrown hair tips?
Black men's beard styles, gray beards. Were both really big searches, which is interesting.
Uh-huh.
Like naturally gray, I wonder, or are people like faking their silver fox beards? Ooh. And then long hairstyles for men and afro hairstyles for men.
Oh my God. Do not tell Patrick long hairstyles for men is trending on Pinterest, because I had to basically bully him into cutting his hair at one point.
Okay, well.
He wanted to grow it out long and I was like, sir.
It was up 25 times.
Wow.
That's like really big. Yeah. So
Pinterest is so interesting to me because I don't think it's necessarily like topical stuff sometimes. But then as depicted by some of these statistics, like it is very topical. Like they are looking for like soft glam or natural hair tips and things like that. The fact that video has surged on Pinterest, I need to start uploading my videos to Pinterest.
Yeah, you do. Hello. Totally. Yeah, no, I agree with you because I feel like I don't think Gen Z's on Pinterest.
Yeah, I think it's really like a wedding.
I think it's like millennials.
Millennial.
Maybe older Gen Z. Yeah, if you're planning your wedding, if you are organizing your home.
Yep, moving, new house, inspiration. Yep. Like literally anything home related, I get on Pinterest to try to see if I can like find ideas for home decor and things like that.
Yes, or even like cooking. I have a whole like nursery inspo board. But yeah, when it comes to beauty, I had no idea. But honestly, when I was helping Allure's social team, there was like it was not as big of a push as, you know, Instagram and Facebook and stuff, but there is a push to have, you know, a presence on Pinterest. So
if you guys look up Webby Woman on Pinterest, I guarantee you my face will pop up. It's a Halloween makeup look where you create spider webs around your eyes and it's just been repinned like thousands of times.
Wow.
I know.
One of the first stories that I wrote for Bustle was like, I had bangs at the time. So it was like how to grow out your, how to style like your bangs while you grow them out. And that was, that is like pinned mm-hmm. like so many times for some reason. And it's like not even great suggestions. It's just like the bobby pin is like in different places. Anyways. That was Data Girl.
I love it. Thanks, Sarah. That was great. Love it. I love Data Girl. It's such a fun game.
Me too. You did such a good job. No surprise.
Thanks. All right, everybody. That is our episode for today. I hope you enjoyed it. We will have another fantastic episode coming up this Friday. Should we just tell them who it is?
Do it.
It's Molly R. Stern. Molly is an incredible celebrity makeup artist. Her clients include the likes of Reese Witherspoon, Maya Rudolph, Cara Delevingne. She has worked on incredible magazine covers, the Oscars red carpet. She has done the Met Gala. Like if you think of Cara Delevingne with her look from the camp year where she had the rainbow stripes, Molly literally like painted her freaking legs. She's an incredible artist, has some fascinating stories. You guys are going to be riveted by this episode.
Yeah, this was such a fun interview.
This is probably up in my top five of favorite interviews we've ever done.
But we're interviewing her because the Emmys are on Sunday.
The Emmys are coming up this Sunday, and Molly is nominated for her work in Big Little Lies with Reese. And she is going to be observing Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. she is not going to be, you know, partaking in the Emmys, but we talked to her about everything, you know, what it's like getting a client ready, her expectations for this year, her background, how she got into this, you know, her relationships with people like Maya Rudolph and Reese. She's just a ball of sunshine, and she tells a story that had my brain like popping out of my skull. I was like, Molly, you do not understand how important this story is to me.
This is a really good story. She had a few good stories.
So she's the quintessential Glamgelino, born and raised in Los Angeles, and we are so thrilled to have her on. Send her some good vibes so that she will win the Emmy next Sunday. But that's Friday's episode. So we'll see you back here then. And in the meantime, visit us on GlossAngelesPod.com or social media, GlossAngelesPod. Or find us on Facebook, search Los Angeles. And last thing, if you like our show, go rate us 5 stars and give us a lovely review.
Even if you think that Lauren Conrad wasn't really Lauren Conrad.
I was going to say, at least you rated us 5 stars for saying that lovely interview, but that wasn't Lauren Conrad. For the record, it was. And she even responded to me saying that on social.
Did she?
Yeah, she responded on Twitter and was like, you know, for what it's worth, she's a great impersonator. I use her for all of my podcast interviews. I'm like, great.
Someone else told me, they're like, by the way, that really did not sound like the Lauren Conrad I thought, you know, I grew up loving or whatever. And I'm like, we all mature and it includes our voices.
Adults. Yes, we are adults. I thought it sounded exactly like her. So.
Same.
There you go. Anyways, longest episode ever. Hope you guys enjoyed it. See you on Friday.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.